Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin by talking about the state budget. No progress yet, but there is hope on the horizon here. What's the latest news?
Well, the negotiation continues, and the legislature is being called into session this week. The state Senate's being recalled on Friday, and the House of Representatives will be back in session at noon on Sunday. So the legislature is returning. My hope is that we will have a final budget very soon, and I'm certainly continuing to push for a fiscally responsible budget that doesn't spend more money than what we're bringing in. That's what I'm going to continue advocating for. And as I said, hopefully we'll have a final budget very soon.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is the glass factory in Port Allegheny. I understand they're celebrating a large number anniversary here. What is the news that they're sharing?
I want to congratulate the team at the RDAW Group, which owns the glass manufacturing plant in Port Allegheny. They're currently celebrating 130 years of glass manufacturing at their plant in Port Allegheny. I was honored to present them with a special certificate from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives in recognition of this impressive milestone, and want to wish them well. And we look forward to another 130 plus years of glass manufacturing in Port Allegheny.
Once again, weather has been our enemy and swept through the area. I understand some flooding has been happening in Potter County. There's some contact information you'd like to share. What are the details?
Well, unfortunately, we had more flooding in portions of Potter and Tioga counties this week, and the Potter County Emergency Services is urging anyone impacted by flooding over the Independence Day weekend to submit a damage report as soon as possible. The information collected helps assess the extent of flooding, identify affected areas, and better understand community needs as recovery efforts move forward. So for assistance with flood-related impacts, the contact information for Potter County Emergency Services is 814-274-8900, and that would be the best place to reach out for assistance.
I understand that the Game Commission has announced there's some good news coming to Bradford, the gun club there. What is going on here, and what's going to be done with this grant?
Well, there is a grant coming to the Bradford Gun Club. They've been selected as one of 10 recipients of the Pennsylvania Game Commission's 2026 Shooting Range Improvement Program grant. The organization is set to receive $42,000 in grant funding for improvements to its shotgun field. The Shooting Range Improvement Program provides funding to increase opportunity, access, and safety at sportsmen's clubs throughout the Commonwealth. And this initiative also provides the ability to host hunter-trapper education classes and workshops in more locations. So I want to congratulate the Bradford Gun Club. This is the third year for this very important program.
The McKean County Conservation District also is holding an event soon. What are they doing, and how can people participate?
Well, the McKean County Conservation District is teaming up with Noble Environmental to help residents safely dispose of electronics and other types of hazardous waste. Later this month, they're having a drive-through recycling event, which will be held on Saturday, July 25th from 8 a.m. to noon at 212 Airport Road in Lewis Run. The fees vary depending on the type of item being recycled, but registration is required, and you can do that online at their website. You can also call Noble at 412-587-6566, or certainly for more information, you can reach out to the McKean County Conservation District.
And finally, Representative, once again, the property tax rent rebate program is available to folks all across the state. How can folks apply for this, and how can you help out?
Well, this is a program that's helped many, many senior citizens, and the deadline for the program was recently extended until the end of the year, so there's plenty of time for folks to complete a property tax rent rebate application. There's no need to pay anyone to complete an application. You can stop by one of my district offices. We'll be glad to complete the application free of charge and get that submitted.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.